He's the one we want. The officer jabbed his short sword toward the bull, who'd come forward to stand beside her, Praed's cheap steel in his hand. But it was a mistake to take his eyes off Yoren, even for an instant. Quick as that, the Black Brother's sword was pressed to the apple of the officer's throat.
Neither's the one you get, lest you want me to see if your apple's ripe yet. I got me 10, 15 more brothers in that inn, if you still need convincing. I was you, I'd let loose of that gut-cutter, spread my cheeks over that fat little horse, and gallop on back to the city. He spat, and poked harder with the point of his sword. Now!
The officer's fingers uncurled. His sword fell in the dust.
We'll just keep that, Yoren said. Good steel's always needed on the wall.
As you say, for now. Men? The gold cloak sheathed and mounted up. You'd best scamper up to that wall of yours in a hurry, old man. The next time I catch you, I believe I'll have your head to go with the bastard boys.
Better men than you have tried.
Yoren slapped the rump of the officer's horse with the flat of his sword and sent him reeling off down the King's Road. His men followed.